Hello and welcome to Small Talk. More than small talk, really. It's called modern small talk. And why do I call it modern small talk? Well, small talk really is so much more. It's about social skills, it's about being curious, it's about being true to yourself, and it's so much more than the small talk that you're used to that contains more or less just questions to gain access to someone, to network, or to make others feel comfortable. What if you could include yourself? So, welcome to Modern Small Talk. You communicate all day, every day to people you don't want to talk to, people you do want to talk to, people you work with, your partner, your friends, people you need a service from, people who need services from you. And all day we struggle often with thinking, how am I supposed to behave towards this type of person and this type of person? So I considered this a few years ago, and then I realized, well, what if there's a clear path that is you, that you can use with everyone all the time? So I explored this, and since, well, April 8th in 2021, I've been having a podcast. I've had a year off now, so mainly it was a year of exploration, and it has been a year of writing and more exploration. And also, I started school. I'm at the University of Oslo, exploring more on the topic on conversations and communication. Because I've noticed that it's easy for me, even though I'm an introvert, I struggle just as much as anyone, but I have the tools to talk to anyone. I too find Christmas parties a dread, but I have the tools to find how I can enjoy them a bit. Or at least try to have some control over what happens and how I communicate. So I'm not in a reaction towards everyone, rather than I stage the scene sometimes with topics that I introduce. So when you work, so let's just start at the morning, shall we? And let me give you examples, even if you're single or if you have a family. So if you're single, you start your day, you get up in the morning, you might be listening to some other podcast or music, or you don't, and you go out about your day, and you maybe you commute somehow, and on the way to your commute, you meet people, people you might know, people you don't know, and who should you talk to, if anyone? So it has also has to be said that I'm Norwegian with admiration of everything British, and I'm inspired by both cultures, so this small talk is a gathering of both. And so the tips I'll give you can use both in Norwegian or Norway, or and in Britain. And as I've observed, there are things Norwegians do that British wish they could do, and there are things the British do that Norwegians always tell me they wish they could do, but they've just concluded that I'm just like this, I don't have the abilities. I'm here to say that you don't, it's not about the abilities, it's more of you don't have the practice and you haven't found how this ability applies to you. And I will speak more on this in the future. So, moving on during the day. So, let's say you come to the tram, subway. So, again, I'll speak in British English mostly here, and my references will be mainly in British English. And if you have any trouble with this and you're an American, I'll try to do both and let me know if I can be of any help for you. Also, so you s when you come to this commute, you just woken up like perhaps 30 minutes ago. You fed yourself, you've showered, you've gathered your things, and you show up at the tram and or subway, and there are people that you know. Perhaps it's a neighbor, perhaps it's someone you accidentally talked to, where you did small talk, as I call it, but you didn't realize you were doing it because you were just talking to a person about their dog. But that's small talk too. We'll talk more on this later. And you see that person and you think, oh, I've talked to them, I have to talk to them. No, you don't. You don't have to talk to anyone. So the trick here is to just look at them, show them that you are not ignoring them, that you're not hiding. Give them a smile and a nod to show them that I see you, but I'm standing here. I choose not to communicate right now. But you give a nod, you give a smile to acknowledge that they're there. So if they should choose to talk to you, it's up to them. We will talk more in these episodes coming forward on how to deal with people you don't want to talk to in situations that you want to be alone. But I'm rooting for people to not be in hiding, because when you try to hide from other people, when you're on the defense, that trickles on down into everything in your life. And if you flip this, if you're assertive, if you're clear in your communication, that too trickles on down in your life. So the family has to get up in the morning, and they too need to get on with their day. And I use small talk to check in with my family. How are you? Where are you this morning? And in particular, children, even when they were younger, but also when they're teenagers, I check in with them with open face, with a morning, and I don't overwhelm them with a load of questions and such. I just check in with them with my morning and I wait to receive where they are. And I realize that where they are right now, how their morning started, has nothing to do with me. And if they want to talk to me, they will. So I just give them space. I try to kid around sometimes just to check in if that's possible, to be an invitation, but sometimes I just don't want to myself, or they clearly don't want to be communicated to, so I step off. So we go out about our day, we meet people at our work or where we study, and we again. In the normal small talk situation, people will say, even if they saw you yesterday, morning, how are you? And how would you like to tell them how you are if the morning, you haven't connected really with the morning as of yet, and they want to be polite And so I have my, when people say these things, I have my usual hits. So I advise you to make some of these hits yourselves. These are the ones that I tell people when I don't want to talk to you, I want to be left alone, and I don't want to be rude. And it's a Norwegian saying. I don't know what it's like in the English languages, but it's when people ask me, how are you? I'll just say, well, you know, life just skips around and I'm here. What more can you do? And I'll just smile and I'll ask back, how are you? Because often I found that people that ask me how I am, they're really interested into telling me how they are because they like the question. That's why they ask it. And this is really prevalent on how this podcast will be in the future as well, because and they tend to be more chattery that morning, so I'll let them be a bit chatty for a minute. But also, you know, you can just say, you know, I had this great idea on the way here, I just want to go check it out, and I just want to get started on my day. So I'll talk to you later at lunch, okay? And when you sign off during the day, you've done your work, you've done your studies, and you go home. It's similar for both families and single people. So, because we have chores, we have friends we want to meet, we have, or with families, you have friends of the children that want to meet your children, and we have all these things that we have to do to make our personal life work. So instead of dreading this, we find how we can do this and include ourselves and actually gain energy from doing this. I will talk more on this in the future. This is the episode of everything I will be talking about in the future. Because, you know, I've been talking about this for years with people, for years. And I've been writing about it, and there's so much I want to share with you. And now that I'm formalizing these ideas and these observations with a degree at the University of Oslo, I'm finally getting where I wanted to be, and I'm 49, and I'm seeing that the quality of my own life now is just exploded. It's just on the higher end, as I never thought it would be back in the day when I hated talking to everyone, I avoided everyone, or, you know, as an introvert who we're taught how to be an extrovert, but it doesn't come naturally to me. So I was a terrible extrovert where I just run over people. I'll just take control of the situation and I'll be the entertainment and I'll choose the topics and nobody gets a word in edgewise. So this is just a taste of everything that will come. Next Wednesday, I will go more deeper into topics. We'll start with the advantages of small talk, even if you're an introvert, because most introverts I've met say they suck at small talk, yet when I talk to them, they are great small talkers. And I also want to tell you, I did a bit of a research in 21 where I asked two questions and I realized by these two questions that people really don't know difference between being shy and introvert most of the time. So I will be talking a lot about what being introvert really means, but I'm not an expert. This is just what I've learned. And in my book, yes, the book, The Modern Small Talk and Other Social Skills book, you'll have all the references you'll need to people I've found as my sources. So next week, I will also share with you when I tell people that, oh, you know what I'm an introvert really is. They say, well, if this is small talk, I like it. So next episode on Wednesday, the 8th of March, it's the Women's Day. I don't know if I'll add some extra women's thing in there. Women and small talk, is that a thing? Perhaps. I'll certainly look into it as I do love to do my research. So until then, notice how much you small talk, how much you avoid small talk, how much you think small talk is one thing, and you notice other people do something that perhaps looks like small talk, but it doesn't look like the original one, the one that we get from America. Yeah, I'd love to get your comments. You'll find my website, lilnermanhansen.com. You'll find the link in the show notes. As of yet, I won't be writing out these just yet. I will be doing so in the future. I'll let you know. In the meantime, you can just listen to this one again and again and again and again and have a most intriguing day. And you'll hear from me soon, next Wednesday. Bye.